Is it better to rent or buy? Deciding whether to rent out or sell your home is a big decision, especially with how the rental and real estate markets have been moving lately. Let's take a look at some quick stats for Colorado Springs specifically, and then we'll move into renting versus buying. So this is the current rental market in Colorado Springs. Rental prices are increasing slightly. So in February, Colorado Springs saw a 0.3% increase in rent, which is a bit higher than the nationwide increase of 0.2%. So after having months of either decreasing rental rates or they would stay steady, this is the first time that they've started to increase a little bit. And despite that uptick, the rent prices in Colorado Springs are still 2% lower than what they were last year. However, rent prices are still 21.3% higher than they were during the pandemic in March 2020. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe if you would like to see more content like this, and hit the bell. And if you found this video really helpful, share it with somebody. The apartment vacancy rate in Colorado Springs right now is at 8.2%. So still relatively low. There's some available rental units, but obviously a fairly stable demand. Now, to come back to is it better to rent or sell your home? Renting out your home in Colorado Springs might be appealing for a few reasons. So, number one, with rents beginning to rise again, maybe, there's that potential for rental income. So, especially if the market continues to recover, you could see a steady income from renting out your property. Right now, a one-bedroom condo here rents at about $1,200 a month, $1,207 a month to be precise. A two-bedroom is around $1,414 a month. The median rent for a house is $2,350 a month. One of the downsides to renting out your property is being the landlord. So you're going to be responsible for things like maintenance, finding tenants, dealing with any tenant issues that arise. And that can be time-consuming and it can be stressful. And then obviously you could also pay a property management company to handle that for you. And that's going to cost about 10% of your rental income. But hey, for much less involvement, is it worth it to do that? Either way, you've got to run your numbers correctly from the beginning. Now, given the significant increase in property values that we have seen over the past few years, holding on to your property might be a really smart idea, and that might allow you to benefit from future appreciation over time. On the other hand, selling your home in the current market does have its advantages. If you've owned your home since before the pandemic, or maybe the start of the pandemic, you've likely seen substantial appreciation in your home's value. So if you sell now, you can capitalize on this growth, even if the year-over-year appreciation has slowed down. Selling your home also gives you that lump sum of money, and that's a simpler process once it's done. And that's without the ongoing responsibilities of being a landlord. So, is it better to rent or sell your home? The decision to rent or sell your home depends on several factors, the first being financial. What are your financial goals? If you're looking for steady income and you're prepared for the responsibilities, renting might be the best option for you. If you prefer a simpler one-time financial boost, selling could be better. Another thing to look at is the market conditions. With rent prices starting to rise with a moderate vacancy rate, the rental market in Colorado Springs is stabilizing. This could provide a good opportunity to rent out your home, especially if you expect further market improvements. And then you also want to consider your personal circumstances, whether you're ready to manage a rental property or if you prefer the finality and simplicity of selling. Both renting out and selling your home have their benefits and challenges. Given the current market conditions in Colorado Springs, with slowly increasing rental prices and a relatively stable vacancy rate, it might be a good time to rent your home if you're up for the responsibilities. However, if you prefer a straightforward transaction and want to capitalize on your home's appreciated value, selling could be the way to go. Ultimately, Aligning this decision with your financial goals, personal circumstances, and the current market trends will guide you to the best choice for your situation. My name is Kevin James Bond. I'm with RE/MAX Real Estate Group. I've been a real estate agent for 8 years. I'm here to help you buy or sell property in the Colorado Springs area. Reach out to me with any questions that you have. Reach out to me if you're ready to get started. And don't forget that hail season is coming to Colorado Springs, and with that comes the hassle of the damage, rescheduling your week, having your vehicle evaluated by an insurance adjuster, and waiting in line for that. Instead of waiting for that cattle call for bringing in your hail-damaged vehicle, skip the line and go to KJS Auto Hail Repair, located at Cimarron Hills. They've got over 30 years of industry experience, and they are the go-to spot for fixing hail damage on your vehicle. If you give them a call or head over to their website at kjsautohailrepair.com/contact and mention to them that you were referred by me, you're automatically going to get $100 back in your pocket at the end of the repair process. Don't schedule your hail damage repair with somebody who's going to make you wait in line. Just go to kjsautohailrepair.com and they can get you in right away.